Was there any way Danny could have reached up with his arm and held the gun at a downward angle? What if Danny had been standing on something? What would he have stood on, and why? She understood Sanders' mental musing because she'd gone through it all herself at 7 this morning. The M.E. and her assistant had even demonstrated the logistics to Rainey. The only way they could recreate the approximate trajectory of the slug was if someone at least the same height fired the shot. Shit, Sanders said after a moment. Exactly. So now this mystery casing isn't as unimportant as you thought. Plus, we have the issue of a .22 slug with no rifling marks. In short, none of our evidence matches anymore. Wait a minute, Sanders said quickly. Let's not throw out the baby with the bathwater. We recovered a .38 revolver at the scene, which was used to kill two victims. We have Danny's prints on the majority of the .38 shell casings, plus three rapid loaders. I don't know about Melissa Avalon, but we still have a case against Danny for Sally and Alice. Rainey stared at the state detective incredulously. This doesn't change things? We have a major hole in the case, and it doesn't change anything for you. It raises some questions we need to answer, Sanders said levelly. But no, it doesn't change the case for me. How can it not change everything? Because everything isn't changed. Look, I know this is your first homicide, Connor, but the truth is they don't all wrap up in neat little boxes. You end up with questions, and sometimes the evidence is a mess. Our job is to make a case, and we still have enough to argue that Danny killed two girls. Now, maybe he didn't kill Melissa Avalon. Maybe there was somebody else at the scene, or someone who decided to take advantage of the chaos for his own agenda. But from where I stand, Danny O'Grady killed Alice Benson and Sally Walker, case closed. No, Rainey insisted vehemently. Case is not closed. The minute we get a mystery person at the scene, case is shot to hell. Enter defense lawyer Avery Johnson. See Avery Johnson argue that Danny procured the guns and Danny loaded the guns, but that somebody else, say the 5'8" man on the grassy knoll, pulled the trigger. Watch jury lap it up like a cat at a creamer. The minute we have a mystery person at the scene, our case, as it were, is officially dead in the water.